I'm Tom.
I'm Jay.
Jay Day in the Day, home team at LPT Realty, with our weekly real estate podcast to keep you up to date weekly on all the trends in the industry. Jay, mortgage rates today?
Mortgage rates. I feel like that's all we're hearing these days. Yeah, they're higher than, you know, they're higher than they've been.
In a while, yes.
Now, they're still not at the peak of where we were most recently, but we're hovering at a number that people are struggling with. And, you know, inflation numbers keep coming out and the numbers are not looking good. I heard that someone actually mentioned recently on, I can't remember what news channel it was, but that they may even consider, the Fed may even consider bumping rates up, not down. And that could be... create some serious volatility.
Well, it sounds like bumping it up, they're trying to solve a problem. What kind of problem would it solve?
So the reason how the inflation works is people are spending too much money. So the goal is they make the rates high enough that it stops people spending, so it slows down the demand, which then will make the prices supposedly come down.
Do we have smart people or idiots in charge of this?
Tom,
it's okay. It's just our podcast. It's our podcast. They're not going to come get us.
No, but my wife will kill me.
It's okay. No, we'll move along. Forget that question.
You can read between the lines.
That's
on that
not
one.
A real estate question. That's a personal question. Go ahead.
So, you know, one of the things that I saw recently were the top three reasons why buyers pause a decision. And this came from Bright MLS. And here's what it was. I mean, you probably would guess. Mortgage rates is number one at 72.1%. So of the buyers that were out there that decided they were going to hold and not make a move, 72%+ of them, it was due to mortgage rates, period.
Well, it's quality of life situation there.
Yeah. Inventory was number two at 34.4%. And then at 17.4% was affordability, home prices. And the funny thing is the affordability home prices almost ties in with mortgage rates, and it also ties into what the prices are, the properties. But, you know, the biggest thing has been the affordability and what the rates are looking like. Now, you know, at the peak recently, you know, rates climbed near 8%. We're not there. We've been in the upper sixes, low sevens recently, and it's, you know, no sign of anything really changing, you know. Three quarters of the buyers, you know, were actually made that decision that we're out because of those mortgage rates. And that's just, to me, that's just, it's crazy. Now, the experts, and, you know, I'll say experts in loose air quotes, they're saying that, you know, if rates hit below 6%, and they've been estimating those, that will happen by the end of 2024, I can see why, and we've talked about this before. Not political, because no matter what side you're on, you're blue or red or purple or whatever, it doesn't even, you know, whoever's in power wants to stay in power, and whoever wants to get into power is going to make all these promises. And ultimately, in election years, interest rates do tend to go down because they, you know, the powers that be want to stay in control. So they have to, and they know everyone has a short memory. So if you can make everything look good for the last quarter, right around when you're getting ready to vote, there can be changes that happen. But I think the problem really lies with, you know, the inflation numbers are just so out of control. And I don't know how they can get the rates lower, or what it's going to do if they do that is going to cause another massive surge, and that's going to cause prices to go through the roof as if they already aren't through the roof.
So if I have to sell right now, would I be a dope to saying, let's just wait till around the election, maybe they'll drop down below 6% then, because Jay said we had an election coming up.
Yeah.
Might not be the most stupidest thing in the world to do. That might be your best shot, right?
Well, I mean, if anything, you know, if we were going on history, that may be a good thing, but as we've talked about on this podcast,
nothing.
There's been no predictable.
Nothing's predictable these days.
So I can tell you right now that we're getting multiple offers. We're getting waived inspections again. We're getting, you know, home selling $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 over asking. I can't say that's going to happen later. if interest rates go down and people feel confident in what's going on, yeah, it could probably be even better. But, you know, what I always say is you don't know things are changing and going to the negative. So let's say, like, you know, we're still in the upward trajectory. It's flatlined a little bit, but we're still seeing an increase in values. You won't know you hit the top until you start dropping. It's like that roller coaster.
Sure.
So
okay.
Do you want to wait? And then if you wait too long, it could burn you.
Makes sense.
So I don't know. You know, as I always tell people, my crystal ball is broken. And even when you try to base things off history, there's been so much the last 4 or 5 years that it just
changed.
Made it so weird.
I mean, you did have stats that you could count on up until the pandemic hit. Everything went out the window, man. Nothing is like you can't count on that.
Oh, yeah. And then we had, you know, the rates came down towards the end of last year, and we had a huge spike the last quarter of home selling. And then the interest rates surged back up, and again, inventory tightened up again, and things slowed down. So it's a I don't even want to try to predict on that one. I can say that, you know, I think people need to start getting comfortable with the idea that, you know, if they can get an interest rate in the sixes, that's pretty darn good.
That's pretty good, yes. Because I don't think it's going to get any better than that.
Yeah, I mean, eights and up, that's a little scary. I understand that because, you know, we'll talk to people that bought and sold in the past, and they're like, well, my interest rate was 12%. And I'm like, yeah, I understand that. But, you know, the home was also $110,000. It's a whole different story. Where now, and you and I have talked about this, like in some parts of Frederick County, if you want a townhome, you're going to pay over $500,000.
Unbelievable. But the reality.
Yeah. And I mean, again, there's a good and bad of being so close to D.C. It's very transient. And again, with the government, there's lots of money. People get paid extremely well. And that, unfortunately, pushes out the average everyday person or the person that doesn't have a huge income. It's become very challenging. I mean, it's unfortunate. We have a lot of clients that we end up selling their homes and they have to move, and they have to move. They just can't afford the area anymore. Can you imagine being in that situation where you're like, I just got to go because I just can't afford this?
I know that I'm blessed, and no, I can't imagine being in that situation of a home that I've come to love and I raised my kids in, something like that. Yeah, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. Now, if you're older and you do have a limited income, I will say Frederick County is very good. They have lots of things for those that already own a home and they're on a fixed income, and, you know, they will make adjustments for their real estate taxes and things like that to allow them to stay. But it all depends on what your income is and if you fall into those brackets.
Well, it's nice to hear that anyway, because the back end of life is so savage. At least we got one thing going for us there in Frederick County.
Yeah.
Got a home of the week?
I do. 81 Trevanion Road in Tawnytown. Single family home, under $400,000. This home has 3 bedrooms. There is a half bath on the main level. The upper level has a full bath, plus in the primary suite, owner suite, master bedroom, whatever you want to call it, they have a soaking tub, a full-size, huge corner soaking tub. So we can call that a half or a quarter bath. I don't know. But, you know, if you want to just sort of lounge around in your hot tub, you don't need to go to the Poconos. You can do it right there in Tawnytown in your home.
Nice, yeah.
This one has a full finished basement. It's on 0.29 acres. It is partially fenced. There's an oversized 2-car garage. So for those of you who are into your cars, or let's say you have a landscaping business and you need to be able to park some of your equipment in places, plenty of room for that and a huge driveway for additional parking. In addition, there's a large shed. There's a deck. In the kitchen, they actually have soft closed drawers and soft closed doors. If you don't know, haven't experienced that, it's awesome, because, you know, if you're in a house and you have the heavy-handed people or children that tend to slam things, those soft closed doors for your cabinets are super nice. I mentioned the primary bedroom having the soaking tub. There is also a cedar-lined window box. You can sit in there to take in some books, do some reading. A formal dining room. The main level family room is huge. And also in the kitchen, there's stainless steel appliances. If you want to check out this home, go to WFRE.com and look up Tom and Jay's Real Estate Podcast.
I'm Tom.
I'm Jay.
Of Jay Dan, the Day Home Team at LPT Realty, with our weekly real estate podcast, our weekly home of the week. Thank you for listening. Tell your friends all about it.